It's Tuesday, November 19th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three studies out, but one consistent theme. We'll dive into CompTIA's IT Industry Outlook 2020, Pew Research data on sentiment about tech, and Forrester tells us call centers are moving away from outsourcing. This is the business of tech. CompTIA's Industry Outlook 2020 was just released, predicting the global IT industry to grow 3.7%. The report lists 10 trends to watch in 2020, including tech washing fading in favor of real strategy, tech topics being front and center in the U.S. elections, and cybersecurity becoming an operational norm. Here's a standout passage. Quote, firms that manage to thrive will be making investments in skills training, expanding their market reach to new customers and verticals, partnering with potential competitors, and embracing emerging tech. For many, that means getting out of their comfort zone, end quote. Labor costs continue to top the worries of channel organizations, as well as the ability to hire employees with skills necessary to map to today's tech. The report specifically points out, quote, an interesting conundrum. On one hand, you need employees with sophisticated skills to succeed in the digital age, but on the other hand, such employees will likely sit at the higher end of the pay scale, end quote. IT professionals, in some level of contrast, are feeling pretty confident. The report finds strong numbers across multiple geographies and across multiple pillars of technologies, from software development to infrastructure to cybersecurity. Now let's add some data from a new Pew Research study. More than 60% of Americans think you cannot go through daily life without being tracked by companies or the government. 69% of people are skeptical that companies will use private information in a way they're comfortable with, and 79% don't believe companies will admit it if they misuse the information. Finally, some perspective from Forrester, which came out, which added some predictions around customer service. They predict improvements in AI will rethink contact centers, in particular pulling them back from outsourcing. Brands will spend more on customer service agents in 2020 and do not predict the end of the customer contact agent. Why do we care? With a whole section of the CompTIA report called The Business of Technology, of course this podcast takes note. Let's first talk labor. Channel business owners are concerned and IT professionals are confident. The Forrester data highlights the importance of people, including having them in-house. That drives up cost. This is a seller's market. Being a seller's market also means it's a seller's market for customers, too. Customers need these skills, and to get them are going to have to pay for them. Don't forget that, and high-quality skills deliver premium pricing. Now, ethics. The report highlights something covered here over and over again. Privacy concerns, data breaches, election interference, and other controversies have put the entire tech industry under a spotlight and made the time difficult. Here's the data. 71% of respondents said it's an issue, up from 34% last year. 4 in 10 execs believe greater scrutiny comes from the customers themselves. Half believe increased government regulation could bring a tech lash. The Pew data tells us how the public feels here, too. They're angry and they want something different. So let's address being different. I spoke with one of the researchers from CompTIA about the study, in particular focusing on a question implying government regulation might negatively affect the market. He indicated that the question treated it this way because it's the opinion the industry holds. Let's challenge that assumption. First, there's an opportunity here for self-regulation to be a thing and an actual competitive differentiator. Where are the companies that step up, publish and enforce their policies, and focus on addressing these concerns? Second, why is it assumed government regulation is a bad thing? Just last week, we covered the adult entertainment industry, where regulation has helped keep companies out of trouble and given clear guidelines on operations. Addressing ethics directly is a differentiator. By addressing this and not hiding from it, it's possible to stand out. Moving beyond simple advisory positioning with customers to taking a position and implementing it can really make a difference. There's a really different idea. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Episode 34 is out with a dive into the 4-day workweek study from Microsoft. Thinking about work experience before becoming an entrepreneur, and should small IT providers be paying attention to smart cities? Three hosts, three topics, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher with links at mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. One theme today with multiple studies coming together and a slightly different format. What's your take? Share your feedback on social media and grab the studies themselves with links in the show notes. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.